Girl, today has been a long day. Once again, June 2nd, 2020. Bitch. Okay, first and foremost, I work for an organization that is basically always, it's a majority of Latinos, Latin people, Hispanic people, and some black folks, you know, so it's minorities in the organization that I work with, and we had a meeting, and basically, you know, want to organize some type of march and protest, and I'm just like, yeah, for sure, but not everybody's comfortable with that. Not everybody's comfortable with protesting right now because of the areas in the hoods and the ghettos that we live in, because we are black people. Yo, like, I just, it breaks my heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know her, but she works in the organization organization with me, so sorry. And she broke down, you know, in the Zoom call, you know, expressing her feelings. She was so fucking sad, scared, you know, for her life, for her community, you know, because of all the stuff that's been happening. And it's just, it broke my heart just seeing her cry like that, because I guarantee it's not just her, and you know that everybody that's going through this right now, we know that my coworker isn't the only one, you know what I'm saying, going through some shit. You know, it's very, very scary. Another one in the Zoom call, I'm not gonna name any names, he said, you know, like, people getting ready to shoot up your cars is right there, you know. Why is the Hispanics in Chicago attacking the black people? For what? We are literally fighting the same reason. Don't make this a race war. Do not give the system the satisfaction of us killing each other. Please don't do that. And it scares the shit out of me. It scares me. You know, why are we're all victims of a unruled, unfair justice system. We are all victims of it, and we're all angry. Don't go killing your fellow brothers and sisters. We should take that power and that anger and unite as one to get a better system, to force a better system. It's our words over the governments, the systems. We could change this. We need to calm down. We need to organize something. We need to come together as a nation, or else we're just going to kill each other off, and this is going to satisfy the system to put even more fucked up rules on us, even though it's not even, you know what I'm saying, fucked up rules yet. But the U.S. isn't used to being held down, you know what I'm saying, through rules. We're free. We should be able to express ourselves. Why are we getting terrorized, killed, hurt, injured for expressing that we don't want to be in a fucked up system? Why is it so hard? It scares the living shit out of me. I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, talking about protesting and marching, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I wanna protest or march. I'm fucking scared. You don't know what's gonna happen when you protest. You don't know if somebody just gonna, some hater, some evil person is just gonna come and try to kill you. Try to spray down all of your protests to try to silence you. Like, yo, why are we being silenced by the evil in this world? Why? When all of us are fighting for the same cause, it's not specific to one race. So why the fuck does it give you? Why does the Hispanics out of everybody want to kill our brothers and sisters? We are all going going through the same thing. I have met multiple Mexican people, Puerto Rican people, Black people, you know what I'm saying, living in hoods, you know what I'm saying, living normal lives, getting picked on constantly by the fucking system, by police. We are all going through the same thing, and we understand each other. Don't kill each other. That's not the point. The point is to use our words, use our freedom. That was written in the Constitution for a fucking reason. We need to utilize that. We need to be more fucking smarter, because if we keep on inflicting violence and anger, stuff like that, what does that change? Please tell me, what the fuck does that change? They've been doing this for, I was in the Zoom call, and it was a woman that has marched with Martin Luther King back in the 1960s. This shit's still going on for almost 60 years. Almost. It disgusts me. I don't want us to kill each other. I want us to unite and become stronger. We could literally build a foundation on our words, on this situation, on our power. We could build a foundation to become stronger as a unit, as a country. Not kill each other off. Maybe it's just because I'm always namaste and in peace and in saging and stuff like that. But yo, like, this is the world. And I'm sorry, but I don't like violence. Trust me, I know fucked up. And I know right from wrong, but I hate violence. And it's like, we have to enforce violence amongst ourselves, our fellow colored people, our fellow minorities. We are to get treated differently. Go, instead of, you know what I'm saying, doing all this gang violence, we should use that power that we have in our gangs, in our colored gangs, to put that shit into marching and protesting. We're really, really, really angry at the system, not each other. I'm scared. There's nothing I could do unless the whole country, you know, is on the same mindset, on the same level. We are not protesting race. We are not. This country was built on multiple races, multiple people. Why the fuck? Why is it so hard to just get treated like a human being? Why? Other countries are protesting for the stuff that's happening in America. I'm scared. But I'm gonna utilize and do what I gotta do as a Black person, as a fellow person of color, a fellow minority, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could do what I gotta do. I don't even know, once again, if you are listening to my podcast, I don't even know if everyone's really listening to me, you know? I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. I understand. But dude, if you go out and kill somebody, you're giving the system a reason to put you in shackles, to take control over you. You're giving them permission to see us as just Black people, as just niggas, as just Mexican people, as just, no, we are united we come from all different types of backgrounds, all different types of colors. We look all different. This is what this country is built off of. This is our foundation. Please, like, I really hope, like, we don't, this does not start a race war due to the anger. Don't kill. Don't kill. Put the fucking guns down. You should be mad at the fucking system, not our people, bro.